begin. We start with the Gemara Masechta Makos, Gimel and Beis. We've been here before, but we have to analyze it at greater depth. The Gemara, Hamas Tamashikosa B'Torah to know Botel. It's a general principle, perhaps what you call B'Dovash of a moment, to know Kaya. That's a sugya really not primarily here. It's in the Sefta above a Metzian. On the side, it says Master Mashkasa B'Torah. It says it comes out in Kiddushin. It's above a Metziah, and a little bit in Ksubis. Fine, but the Gemara makes a very clear distinction, which is as follows: on the first wide line, medium wide line, Amanah Shelo Tashmiteni B'Shvius Ein Shvius B'Shem Tasa. It works. Amanah Shelo Tashmiteni Shvius. Shvius Misham Tosim. Alright. There's a distinction. So Rashi explains. So Amanashlo Tashmitani Ator Bishvius. Love is speaking, the Malva is speaking to the Love. Tanai was it. Afapi Shihisna Mashkosa Batora is to know Kayan. Presumably Dava Shabimon. Avam Amalo Amanashlo Tishmitani Shvius. Hashvius Ainam Mistura Biyoda Lahasa Shalote Hashvius Misham Edit. You can't go against the Torah. It's impossible. Lefichach ein kan tanai. A tanai between two people works. A tanai against the Torah does not work. Does not work. Okay? That's what it says. Fine. This is a Gemara. The Rambam, Halacha Yud. Please open up to your Rambam. Shmita Biyovo Perek Tes. Halacha Yud. Let's see how the Rambam phrases this. Says Hamavas Chaver v'his Nimal Shlo Teshmet Tishmetenu Shvius. Where's the Nishma? She'en Yochal Levatal Dina Shvius. Impossible. Says Reb Chaim, quoting from the Tosis and Makos Dav Gimel Amud Beis. What does it say? Afal Gav De Amas Tama Shekosu B'Torah B'Dava Shemam Atunol Kayim. Shani Yochal. The Kev and Shema Amna Shal Tishmetenu Shvius Hav Lekilu Omar Shal Yochal Din Shvius Al Alva. Ein B'Yodol Limno Al Shvius Shalo Yochal. Is what the Reb Chaim is calling over here from Tosis, Gimel Bay is the bottom Tosis. Okay, fine, very nice. But the Ram goes on. His name is Yashmit. Who is the Lola? Chov Zeh, I feel the Bishvius, to know Kaya. Shekol Tanai Shem Mam and Kaya? We know. But then he adds the following explanation. Benimsa. Ze chiev atzva b'mamon shelo chivas haTorah shu chayev. He obligated himself in something which the Torah did not obligate him, and in fact, is chayev. What does that mean? Says Reb Chaim, Sifkot Nun Gimel. Ein hakavona shemischayev atzva mechadosh liyachas shvius. Who's he quoting from? Chazanish. Chosh mishpat likutim yudbeis tezvav. Okay. Because we made a bechaya, parshas rei rishon. Hello, v'yochol limchol afkoas mitzvah shvius b'shas alva. V'lo ma'amanash lo yish b'tenu shvius levisi moment zevachule. This is the chazanish's track. Not that the lov is mechayiv himself a nuchiv. Din ken yochol achzer b'chol shor. Kan mash shein lo v'yochol achzer. Ashe shmita zktofim u'zechuso shal alove. V'yemochol zechuso mochol. V'yen shvius b'sham toso. Ay v'yemeis alove. Because the father already was Meichel. If you have Shvius Shnir Shlishis, the next Shvius Ein Mishamta, because if the law was already Meichel, his ability to have the debt cancelled by Shvius. Then he says, amazing Chazanish. Vafilu Neymar da Lo v'yochol achzabo. Let's say that he has the ability. He thinks he don't. Let's say you do. Avalim Kain, but lahal v'olam afreya. They made a condition, they made a deal. The lover backs out, so the loan is canceled retroactively. So now the lover is holding this money as theft, not as a loan. The gezel and mishamit. That's what he says. Amazing. This is the Chazanish's pshat. This is not the standard pshat. And Bialochi writes, Das Rov Achronim Yischaimus Chadosh Achas Shvius. How to be Achas Shvius? Because before Shvius, Shvius should knock that off too. Hikshah, his father, Kilas Yaakov, Makos Simon Gimel, his chayv is zuguf at the shemet shvius. What did he answer? No, it's after shvius, like Malvah to 10 years. I had the next shvius to knock it off. Well, kilukon is chayv al kol hashvites. Shebechol pam achas shvita, he has chayv as chadosh. It's all in the stipula. What happens if the lova dies? Don't him chayv anymore. Well, if the yoshim not going to be chayv, the tnai is not kayim, but lava. It's Gezel, as we said before. This is what is found in Stipula, his father safe in Makkah, Sim, and Gimel. Frank the Chazanish, the following question. He came, Cain, this is true, it's a new Eschaivus. Ein ze shayach lemastam ashekosu b'torah. The B'yem HaSachov is Nifka. Rabosi, if it's a new Chiyuv, what does it have to do with Mashem HaShekosu b'torah? The Chov, in fact, is Paka. Nothing to do with anything. That's Chazanish's Kasha. V'yei Shloma. But it says in the Gemara, Makkah, Sim, Gimel, Beis. Name of Kosova Shmuel, Master Mashkosa Batora to no bottle, who me kame the adino and achiluk, when lo tishmitenu shvius, when lo tashmitenu bishvius. I will achre achiluk, then is ain the shayach, the Master Mashkosa Batora, the eschaivus chadosha. So new eschaivus. This is the standard chap, a new one. Fine? Question becomes, of course, of his father, what about Lishna Kam and Shmuel? Mavel Yud Shanim, Shvius Visham Toso. It's not going to work. Says Reb Chaim, or it made some type, I'm not sure where it's coming from. You can look it up and see. There's a new concept. A new concept! We have a new concept. Listen carefully to the new concept. Ein kavonas Rabbeinu, the Rambam, shemischayev kvar alachakach, kemo leachal lamit, ela shemischayev ato leischayev achakach, uvederech tonight, shem lo ken yamoz gezel mafreya. Whoa, it's not a chiyuv to pay money, it's a chiyuv to be mischayev. I like that, a chiyuv to be mischayev. Says the Derech Amuna. Can you imagine that? A new one. Uvazei Shlomar, the Shvius ain Mishametes Elachov Mamon. Avol Chiyuv Lischayev Zeh Lo Shayach Shal Shvius Tishamet Shein Zeh Chiyuv Mamon. How do you like that? Wow. Now the truth is, the Rambam doesn't sound that way. V'nimsa Shezeh Chiyuv Atzmo. B'mamon shelo chivas haTorah. According to the Reb Chaim, he's mechayev himself now to be mechayev later with mamon, which is not exactly what the Rambam said. But as I said, he said maybe efsher. That's what the Rambam means. Okay, if that's what it means, that's what it means. Chidush. Fine. This is all in Derech Amun. Now, you open up this beautiful sefer, Shmitas Ksofim. Says on page Resh Mem to look in Rabbi Kivega. Okay, he says look in Rabbi Kivega. Have to look. Kivega is found on Mishnayos. Peya about say Peya Perek Vov Mishnah Yud Aleph. That's found here, sort of almost incidentally. It's quite Rabbi Kivega. Amnash of the Spanish Shvius Yeshloma. That tonight, what's the pshat of the tonight? Im Tirtzalash Mitaini, Yehamos Mafreya, Rak Derech Pikodon. Should only be considered a Derech Pikodon, not considered to be a Milva. How do you like that? Then he has the following question. Shmita, Eino rotza lahalmas lo rak v'schiyazu shelo yish metenu shlis v'halo v'kibel olav kain. What's he saying? The Lord accepted it. I don't want to be malva to you unless I keep for myself the schus to collect after Shemitah. The afal pikein, lo motzi misalik, the word silik is used. Nafsha mizeh, neged din Torah. It's impossible to somehow be misalik yourself against the din Torah. Where do you find this? Ksubis of Pegimel, we'll learn Ksubis is coming here. Hakosev dinu dvarim ein li b'nechosayich. The gamke nikri mas the mashakosev b'torah, im chachamim osu chiluk kishol Torah. What happens? A man says to a wife, between Erisin and Nisuin, dinu dvarim ein li b'nechosayich of perasein of a pair of perasein at all. This way, the husband is not going to have any rights to the property of the fruits or inheritance. I don't know. It's common in second marriages. My father's a Zichron of the Baruch when he remarried. So Rav Nissen Karelitz gave this text to read, which he read under the chuppah. This way, in case if his wife would predecease, it didn't happen that way. So her children would get the money and not me ultimately. So that she wanted to preserve the family assets. Nothing wrong with that. Okay. So the Gemara discusses over there that there's a possibility that they would that this wouldn't work. Af the Eino b'derech tanai k'dekosu atosvus sham midalo hisnasa hi imo. Tanai usually means who's making the tanai? Who's making the tanai? The person who gains make a tanai throughout Shas. If I want to gain something, I make a condition. Siluk is someone who loses. Here's the husband is losing. He's losing his rights. That's called siluk. Okay? So there, even though it's a siluk, it's still subject to the laws of Matzah Kosher B'Torah. Okay. Acha omed l'negdi toysus taf nun vav in ksubis amanas she'en l'cholai sher ksus fiona. What happens? Husband says, I'm marrying you, wifey, without sher ksus. I said, the lady has to be crazy to do this. But all right, maybe she needs a green card or something. Hikshu, though the rabbi may have been a tanai kofel, need a tanai kofel, lefianal, eno b'derech tanai, that's not called a tanai. Rakshim, a tanai means you'll do this, you'll do this. What's a tanai? You'll do this, you won't do this. Here, it's no doing or not doing. It's just kind of a siluk. Rakshim, akacha, begiron, schuze, shlotia, alav, chiyuv, sherek, susviona. He wants to say that you only need to tanai kafel when it's you'll do this or you won't do this. When it's a matter of just cutting out a particular schus, has nothing to do with tanai kafel. Now, of course, one could argue, depends who's saying what. Over here at Bosai, it's the husband who is the winner, as it were, who's saying what he's saying. Maybe siluk only works when the loser says it. When the loser says it, that's called a siluk. When the winner says it, maybe it has to have the laws of tanai. Maybe. That's what I wanted to suggest. If that is true, Rabbo say, amanas shelo tashmeteni bishvius. So who's speaking? Who's speaking? Speaking is the winner. The malva. It has to be a tanai, it can't be a siluk, I'm suggesting. Interesting though, if you look carefully in this is Arba Kiveg. Kiveg is quoted over here, but then, back in the Sefer Shemitah Ksofim, he says, you know what? It's not just Arba Kiveg talking this kind of language. Really, it is a ritva, kiddush nafchov gimel amid beis. According to the Nesivis, Reish Yud Beis, Sivkot and Dalit. What's the sugi over there? A man gives money to an Eved on the condition that his master will not have rights, but to a woman on the condition that the husband has no rights. So Ritva says, A tanai is you'll do it or you won't do it. Something will happen or not happen. But here, it's no doing, it's no happening. It's just holding on to a particular schus. That's not called a tanai, it's called a shiur. Shin yud vav resh. Not a shiur we're giving today. But an ayin. Shiur, anim shayer. He gives examples of the ritva. Two examples from Shas. Chul and Kuf Lamed Aleph. Amanas Shamatonos Shali. What's Matonos? Matonos is Zerol HaChayayim V'Kev. I think it's Chul and Kuf Lamed Aleph. So I'll sell you a sheep. But I'm a Kohen. We have a Kohen here. I want it for myself. That's what's called a shear. No, it's no conditions. You're holding that right. The whole behemoth belongs to you, but not to Rol Chayim V'Kev, it belongs to me. Or, Baba Basu Samach Gimel, Amanas Shaha Maser Shali. What do you mean the Maser Shali? So the Gemara explains, I'm selling you a field. I'm selling you a field. 10% of the field, with respect to its fruit, belongs. I'm holding on to. I'm holding on to 10% of the field with respect to what grows out of it. That's my Maser. But it's interesting, Rabbi Osai, in the Ritva and the Nesivis, I cannot make a shear with respect to somebody else. I get to keep it for myself. But I can't give it to you and say, it's yours, but Ploni, be the Baal or be the Adon, won't get it. That's a Machlokes HaTanoim, or a Meir, it's a Rambam Paskens that way, fine. But if you look carefully in the Ritva, it's clear, one more thing. A shear only works, Rebbe Osai, very important, that I keep it for myself. He's looking around Hichos Zechiyah Matana, Per Gimel Lachiyu Gimel. But a Zechiyah that you can't do it. Gamli Gamlach Lo Yia. I'm not keeping it for myself. You can't do it. That does not seem to work. Why is this relevant? Very simple. I'm going to sell you a tape, and I will say I hold to myself the rights that you can't copy the tape. Sell you a book, you can't copy the book. It says in all the books. Well, if I'm right, it has no effect. Can't do it. I can reserve the right to use this tape on Mondays, to use this book on Tuesdays. That's for me. But to say that the book is yours, I have nothing to do with the book, but you can't use it on Monday, you can't use it on Tuesday, you can't replicate it, I don't know if that works. We have no time to go into it right now. The shiur does work, it's written up in Tchumen. I have a book this fat about whether you're allowed to copy these things, intellectual property, etc. My idea is that you're allowed to. I'm not going to go into it right now. I'm just saying this fun perspective of shiur is what emerges over here. Now, fascinatingly, Rabbi Osai, the lush of the Gemara. We just saw the Gemara, I'm going to read it to you again. Lema kosav Shmuel. But what did Shmuel say? Amonash shalotish metani shavias, shavias meshametis. Lema kosav Shmuel. Master Mashakosta Batoru, become Master Mashakosta Batoru to know a bottle. Frektasiach Yitzchak, what kind of double language is this? Lamech Asav Shmuel, Master Mashakosta Batoru to know a bottle. Why must I say, Lamech Asav Shmuel, Master Mashakosta Batoru, who? Become Mashakosta Batoru to know a bottle. What's the first Kiddush of Shmuel? Says the Siach Yitzchak, very important. The first Kiddush is that this phrase is a Master Mashakosta Batoru. Ef Shalomar ends a Master Master Batorah, Shetano Hoya, Shemishmitano Bishvias, and Kan Klal Halvor, Elapikodom, Upikodom and Mishamate. Moses says, no, it's Halvor, Halvor, no matter what, and it still shouldn't be Mishamate. That's a very important Horeb Shat over here from the Sefer Siach Yitzchak, all found on the page Reish Mem. Okay, Rabbi Osai, something which you should look at very carefully to see how it works out. Fine. Question. You get an impression. Tanai Pikodon would in fact work. Would it really work? According to the Kivegan, would it really work? Tanai Pikodon? I'm not sure after the whole discussion we had. I'm not so sure it's going to work. So that's what the Kivegan said. Pikodon. I read it to you before. No, I'll read it again. All about one more time. Perek Vav and Masech Tepeya Halacha Yud Aleph. This brilliant idea that it should be a Pikodon as opposed to a Halva is not found only here in the Siach Yitzchak. It's already found in Rebbe Kivega. Okay, if it says, what does it more mean? That tonight, Tirtza Lashmitena Yeh Amos Demafreir Achter Pikon. And it still doesn't work. That's what it sounds like it's saying. See, see, Machlokas over in this Nakuda. Okay, you look it up, you'll see inside. Fine. Now, Rabbosai, question. That's a very, very fundamental question. Is a malve permitted to make the statement to the lover? But the Gemara says he did it. It's effective. Is it permitted or is it not permitted? Why shouldn't it be permitted? Very simple. We'll open up what I asked you to see. Simon Sam of Zion. Pischei Tshuva, Sivkot and Beis. Amai hutzra chilul atakin prusbul. What do you need a prusbul for? Just make a conditioner. Amana shalo tashmitein ishriyas. V'nirli t'lo koshamidi. Did the emes k'shaya lo v'merutza lo livos b'tanai zeh? Lo yatzarech yosef. Avon shebo halo v'lilvos. V'ama v'lo rotza kim b'tanai shalo yatzmitenu. V'lo v'lo rotza l'haskal b'tanai zeh. U'mitoch kach nimna amavi l'avoso. Miyadu over al yishav lechav gomer she'osu lemnoa b'shul shmita avol tikun prusbul ein shemisur t'lav below v'talya milsa v'umav below shem t'nai u'prusbul milsa. Where's it continue? Achrita. Okay, atkan. Wow. Wow. Chasam Sova seems to say, Afilu ma'lova merutza ma'ava ma'ava lo b'tnai zeh ovin isura. Al-Masha Master Cain. Or against the Torah says, Penyin lo b'lovcha b'li'al. Ilav ochi, lo yitzorach ilu takan prusul, meshim no ma'avos. Efshim lo asnum kem b'sha salvo. Al-Kochot higuf ha'lo yidobe b'li'al. V'teimo, d'shneem lo zochu diri b'edek ha'bayis b'sim zeh b'shem ritva. How can they not have thought the Ritva is his kashik? Have a different terrace. Where's the Ritva? Right over here. In Makkas, both of these Gedolim didn't see the Ritva. He has exactly the same kashik. Who needs a Prusbul? Just have this Tanai. He didn't say what they said, that the Tanai could lead you to a Yishavlcha. A different terrace. V'yim Tomar, lo mehutzuchil takan Prusbul. He gives three answers. Ritva gives three answers, not one, not two, but three. One. Ein kol adam zochu lahasnos kein b'shas havo. That's it. You may forget. Then he says, gam ein rotsa shenira kilu b'siyash l'gvos chov v'zmano. We don't want to talk about Shmita. You want to collect the money long before. So you don't want to give him any brilliant ideas. You don't want to, you know, al tiftach peh. You mentioned the word Shmita. Oh, I didn't think of that. You're giving the enemy ammunition. Okay. Maybe that's two terutz. I mean, there are four. V'od, and this is very important. Shenirik ilu mara ayin ro l'shmitas hashvis. We'll come back to that later. V'od, number four. Shetishtakach Torah shvis. If you're going to make these conditions, it'll be forgotten about. Aber the prusbul, he's zeichel the shviyas, av shemils, kshibon, kula, so it's prusbul. Right, but in the era of Rosh Hashanah, everyone's going to remember about it. Rabbosai. Four teirutzim in the ritva, and how come the other gedolim, in Pesach Tshuva, they asked the kasha, the chsam sofer, and the others, they proshar, they didn't know about the ritva. Here's, I think, a possible answer. There's a Bach. The Bach has a very, very unusual expression. Unusual expression. The Bach says in Simon Sam of Zion that somebody who in fact makes this condition, a strange phrase, is nirik tzas, over tzas al hishomer. Whoops, a little bit pregnant. What do you mean over tzas? Either you're over, well, you're not over. What do you mean you're over k'tzas? What's over k'tzas mean? Yes or no? Yes or no? So perhaps the pshat in the Bach is that this line in the Ritva. V'od, what do you say? Shenira ki'ilu mara ayin ra'lish midas hashvius. It smacks of Hisham al-Khah. It's not an actual violation. That's perhaps what the Bach meant in Simon Sadok Zion. Fine. Rabosai, let us go back now, since we were holding Reb Chaim Sefer, Derech Amuna, to see something which is very interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
The fourth entry of the Ritva.
Yeah.
He's just saying that it wouldn't have been a good public policy for Chazal in the sacking that everyone should make this tonight, but fundamentally.
Right. That's what he says, because we're going to forget about Shvias. You know, Shvias is going to come and go with no hullabaloo.
But he's not saying it's actually also to do it. He's saying you can do it, just because Chazal made it.
Right. The question is, why didn't Chazal just do this diriger and we'll forget about the whole principal problem? That's the answer. Okay. So now, Rabbos, I want to chazal you a little bit for a prime sefer like this. We had a rush. We spent a lot of time on the rush. That the rush said that you're supposed to write a prusbel mamish. Today we're holding now in Chodesh Av. Next month, you have to write a prusbel. But with the Eved, we said the prusbel works even next year. That's what we write. That's Pashup Shah based upon the Tosefta. Erev Rosh Hashanah Motzei Shvi'is. Wait a second. Question is, how can I ask for the money? Very nice. The Prusbel stalled the cancellation of the debt. Very nice. But what happened to Lo Yigos? He quotes the Rush at significant length, and he asks his kasha. It's a significant question. Significant question. That's the question. Miyad mitchilas shvias also ligvos litzvoachov. So the question is, how does prusbel work in the shmita year? Why to low egos? Oh, hold on. He says, b'diyevet it works. Sarachian, I'm going to read Reb Chaim's Lashon. There's a whole page of Bir Alocha, one of the few places. Kuf Samach Dal, page, whole page. Eich mani aprusbul in shiochel l'tvoas achov. Harei en yochel limsol lebezin elamashi yeshlo. I can't give to bezin what I don't have. I can't give you what I don't have. I don't have the right to collect the money now because lo yigos. How can I give it to you? V'kemen sheminichus ha-shvias osla l'tvoas achov. Rak shachov adayin lo lushma. Yemkein en yochel limsol lebezin ela shlo yushma nachov. Avos chus to tvoa, kemesh also lo litvoa if next zimus ha prusbel, ech yochel ha prusbel ha hatel lo litvoa, pshiya. What a great kasha. This is Reb Chaim's kasha here, sieved out. That's his kasha. That's his kasha. Gives an incredible answer. Unbelievable answer. Reb Chaim is so creative. Ef shedas harosh, the lav lo yigos eino ela davke bishnas shvius. Sheyesh adayin chov, ostra Torah ligos chov zeh. Unbelievable bifurcation. In the seventh year, when there is a chov, you may not demand the chov. Aval achas shvius leka klal yisur below yigos. Why? To lav the lo nem ele mishnas shvius atzma kiloshon apsukim shedik lecharashal el debchomokom achas shvius hushman achov ein malatvoa. Aval mkosa puzul b'shvius nimtza. Shachov lo hushmet b'shvius, uvemele yochel etovo gam ken ach ha-shvius she'eino yisa litpo ala b'shvius atzmo aval ach ha-shvius kemen she'esh chov mutal etovo pilei ploim ahani pruzbo lichachov lo yushma uvemele govo lo v'holech ach ha-kach in the eighth year ulefi zeh lav de lo yigos de olam eino over ach ha-shvius klal elo normally en lema litvo hushmet ha-chov. Unbelievable. Achilish Reb Chaim. Once the chov is poof, no more lo yigos anymore. It's only the seventh year. So normally that's what happens. You write a prusbel in the seventh year, you fall between the cracks. The prusbel stopped the chov from being cancelled. And once the atheist comes, no more lo yigos anymore. This is a very creative answer that Reb Chaim has. A pellet.
Everybody wants to
be governed and according to the other Rishon, it's the other way around. Lo-Yigos is only after the Chov is cancelled. According to the Rosh, he's suggesting Lo-Yigos is only before the Chov is cancelled. In the seventh year. Quite a pella. If this is true, he says, it's going to answer the kasha of the Ktos. The Ktos. The Ktos at the very beginning of Siman Samach Zayin, I asked you to see the difference of Kodna, was the following. Rabbo said, there's an important rush, which we've glossed over, we'll come to it a little bit later, I hope. The rush came, I think I told you, came to Spain, and no one is keeping Prisma. No one's keeping Shemitah. They're just collecting out of Prisma. He screamed and he yelled, you have the Torah? I'll just read you a little bit. It's a Chivas Arush, which the Torah quotes not in total. The Beis Yosef was tiny, he only quoted half of it. And the Beis Yosef quotes the rest of it. Amazing story. Kosav Arush. Eretz Hazos in Spain, they collect without a Prisma. Tamati Azeb Miyom Boil Eretz Hazos. I told you, when the Marami Wittenberg died, he ran to Spain. Tzavachti kikruchya. I screamed and I yelled. V'lester mashkach mi. No, listen to me. V'yom kikvar nagel came be'eretz hazos. V'yev shoshana samini. What is this? Against the Torah? Amarti minik hazeh shulav al divrei Torah lahotzi mamash lo kadin ein le'lech achrof. Amru li. Ki har be yipui loshen regila lichto b'shtor shein moron al zeh. Shein moron al zeh. Shelo te shvirs b'sham toso. V'digdakti. V'lo matzos yishum t'nai v'yipui loshen. Shiyor al derech zeh. Ah, yamashik asafta, says the Russian in the Shuvah. Shekosav b'shtoros. Sheyuchal ha'mal v'ligvos b'chol tzad sheyuchal. Ben bedrochem ha'dosiyim. Ben bedrochem she'enem dosiyim. Interesting expression. Religious ways or non-religious ways. Imu master b'ligvos b'drochem she'enem dosiyim. Hayom master b'shkosav b'torah. That itself is prohibited. Vani miyom boi lekan in Spain, ani don shlot the shaman shvius, v'gam ani sosim and hagam, elani manichem lo dukim and hagam. I don't get involved. You come to the rush after shvita, go somewhere else. He won't deal with you. Comes the Beis Yosef, and says, Rabbi Tur, you didn't quote the whole thing. You didn't quote the whole thing. You only quoted part of it. Rabbeinu Kitzer b'makom she'ol al ha'arich. What did it say exactly? Explains as follows. Watch this. Efshe she'samchu mitchila zeh, she wrote some lo ma'sheyesh b'chlal t'nai zeh, drochem dosiyim, lo dosiyim, al menaz she'lo tashmitenu b'shvis. Tain menami master ma'shechose b'torah, el d'kayim l'davah she'bemama t'no kayim, v'hayne b'drochem she'enem dosiyim, she'u master she'yig v'chovo b'davah she'enu dos. Ella, says the Rosh, Shein Libi Maskim Yafel Ledavah Zeh, Kemen Shein Mefurish Shel Tashmitenu B'Shvius, therefore, etc. So the Torah left out that whole critical part of Shivas Rosh, that they assumed that what they wrote is the equivalent of Mas Amnash Shel Tashmiteni B'Shvius. Comes the Ktzos with the following Kasha, Rabbosai. The Ktzos is found at the very beginning of Siman Samach Zayin. How could the Rosh defend Minig of Svard in this fashion? Akati Kashile. B'shana Shvi'ez Gufa. The Rosh is Shitoso. De'ena Meshamit. Abel Meshiyat Miyad Shigiyat Chilas HaShmita. Ein Bez Neskokim Ligvel Shum Chof. Kama Malva Biyatzmo. Ein Lo Ligos Miyaz Cholas Sheva. Afgav De'ena Meshamit Ela B'sofa. The Rosh said the Perek HaSholech. Uvezeh lo shayach t'nai. There's ain't no t'nai. Should be mamin. Ela milson di yisura. What a maybe dik akasha. The Rosh is a great limud zchus. But only one reason according to him won't work. The Rosh. Because he's the one who said that in the seventh year it's yisura not mamin. So it's not going to work. That's the Ktos' kasha. Maybe dik akasha. Maybe dik akasha. The answer is, Rabbosai, the answer is, there is no loyigos whatsoever in the eighth year. And therefore, the Tanai is kind of in the eighth year. It's only mamonis. If this wild idea of Reb Chaim is correct, the Ktosis Kasha falls off. Yes, what will you do with loyigos? There is no loyigos after the Shemitah is over. Wow. 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 Amazing. Wow. Says Reb Chaim another word. Question. Malva le'eser shanim. What's the din? So we paskin, no Shemitah. Why no Shemitah? Because there's no lo yigos when Shemitah comes in. It's still 3 years before the due date. What does that mean? Once there's no yigos, automatically there's no hashmata sachov. As of Chaim, the opposite is also true. If there's no hashmata sachov, because you made a tanaim, so that's retained in b'shvius, there's no lo yigos either. The two go hand in hand. The two go together. This is five pages in this sefer. I'm not going to read it right now. Page Kuf Ayin Gimel through Zayin. That the two go together, lockstep. You can't separate these two from one another. That's Reb Chaim's second answer. Oh, the Mela, Reb Chaim explains why does the Prusbel work with the Eved in the seventh year? How does the Taka work? He says, you know what? When you make a Prusbel in the seventh year, it's considered to be collected. It's considered to be collected. And once it's collected, there's no violation any longer. Like Moses Shteros of the Bezin, which Tosis compared to Prusbel. Alright? That's exactly why the Rosh said so clearly, you're not allowed to write the Prusbel in the seventh year. We asked the Kasha, why not? Why can't you write a Prusbel? Well, you didn't do anything yet. You're sitting in your living room. You didn't bother the lover at all. You may never bother the lover. Because the Chaim, no. The minute you write the Prusbel, it's considered to some extent kigavui, and therefore you are already in violation of lo yigos, even though the lover is sleeping comfortably in his bed. He doesn't know about it. This is a fascinating interpretation of Reb Chaim. Then he goes on to go through all of Shas to bring Raya to the Rosh. One Raya Sanhedrin Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Lo shchichi inshi de mosfei be'echad v'nisan de Shemitah. Not often are people going to borrow money on Rosh Chodesh Nisan of the Shemitah year. Rashi explains, Shem is yorin min ha-Shemitah. Not going to lend you money. And in 6 months from now, it's going to be gone. Ah, it's a Nisa Doraisa. It's a Nisa Doraisa. It's a Nisa Doraisa. Question number one. Question number two. Write a Prusbel. What's the big deal? Write a Prusbel. But according to the Rosh, it's Meiridik. Echa beneath the Shemitah, you can't write a Prusbel. Prusbel is going to be written before Shemitah begins, Rav Osai. And here's an amazing vart. Chaim. Why is there no violation of Yisham Alecha? Oh, in the seventh year, a loan is basically a gift. It's a gift. And I'm going to give you a gift of $100. I can't collect it now, because lo yigos. So I'm basically giving you a gift. Once this is 6 months, it's going to be gone. There's no lava. I'm going to give you a gift. And he quotes the Yerushalmi, says so. Yes. It's enough on the Yerushalmi. Well, often it depends who you learn, whose pshat you accept. This is the Yerushalmi Rabosai in Perek Yud, Halacha Aleph. In Perek Yud, Halacha Aleph, the Yerushalmi discusses the following situation. We know that Stam Halvah Shloshim Yom. Maybe you ever learned about that somewhere? Stam Halvah Shloshim Yom. So Stam Halvah Shloshim Yom, what's going to be in Chodesh Elul of the Shemitah year? What's going to be? Chodesh Elul of the Shemitah year. So, basically, you can't collect the first 30 days. So maybe you're giving away your money. Well, here's Yerushalmi. Shloshim Yom Lo'aisa. Mavas Chaveru Stam. Person's Mavas Chaveru Stam Alvo. Anyway, Shalom Tova, Shloshim Yom. It's redundant. Matam alama korva shnas ha-sheva, shnas ha-shmita. Shlotoma kol shloshim yom, enem ha-shoye letovo, liyach ha-shloshim yom, beheshmet ksofim, v'hu lo v'lo yagvenu, v'funkein tzorach v'ema korva shnas ha-sheva, shnas ha-shmita. What does that mean? Says the Ridvaz like this. HaTorah sirah shel yitaniach yotchem el havas lo b'chashash et shamet shvis. Ach b'shloshim yom korem ha-shmita, he says, kamash v'na Torah, shlot ha-shamet, mitam, means it's not b'shamet, if it's in Chodesh Elul, mitam shekol she'eino rashoy l'tovo, lo karin lo yigos, Veinam Shamet. To lekel the name of that Torah goes Rafilu should be vadet the Shamet become of Talvenu. Zeno. Dimkain elav alvoi elamatono. Ela korchot that Torah megalalono shad yom achron Talvenu. Votaniach as yot lishum. So the Shamet vishvis. Alfina mehacha. The shloshim yom. Einem asher le tovo. And don't be afraid to be mavalo. Because einem asher le tovo. Lotish betenu vishvis. Ridvaz, a fancy chat over here. It's on page Pei Bezim and Bezim in this print. That's what he says. Remarkable shot. Oh, according to the Rosh, the entire Shnas HaShmita is like Chodesh Elul, according to the Ridvaz. I want to say pshat like this on both sides. What does the Pasuk say? Korva Shnas HaSheva Shnas HaShmita. It's about to come, but it hasn't come yet. Because once it came, once it came, there's no longer any Yisur, because it's going to be Matana. How do you like that? Then he quotes Rav Osai, a Gemara in, again, that you can't write a Prusbul, so an Ech of Yisur, you're not Mechuyif to lend the money. Korba Shnas Hashem is only before Shnas Hashem. But the Metziah Mem Chesem in Beis. The expression is, V'nichnesa HaShmita. Shmita comes in, it's gone. According to other Rishonim, it says, Lav Davka. V'nichnesa Sof HaShmita. So then the question, what about you do with Rosh Chodesh Nissen? Well, the Lova is embarrassed to borrow the money at that point in time. Even though the Malva can in fact write a Prusbul. Can I write a Prusbul? Oh. So this is a brilliant Svara of Chaim. And if you're in the same as Shemitah's Ksofim Kilchoso, and he's a God of B'nai Brak, he has entree to Reb Chaim. He says he went to Reb Chaim, he didn't like it. And he told him. Can't be. Why? Because the Bach holds, we spoke about this earlier, I think last week, perhaps, that only by Chovas before Shemitah we say it is the Lav of Lo Yigos in the beginning of the seventh year. But the Havos of Shemitah, there's no Lo Yigos until the end of the year. That's fine, we mentioned before. If you'll say according to the Rosh, there's no Lav only in the seventh year. And not beyond that, it'll come out that a Chov of the seventh year, there's no Lo Yigos. Why? During the seventh year, there's no Lo Yigos, as the Bach says. And beyond the seventh year, there's also Yigos. As the Chaim said, how can it be? How's it possible? Havos elu yufkos b'gamim yisalav teim alama came. So he spoke to Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim hiskim imadi. Why did Reb Chaim ask who says mask? He just wanted to, go back to his Gemara. Ein echinami, or we don't pass like the Bach. This is a page kufnu vav. Reb Chaim would have been masking. Now this sefer came out, you understand, in Tov Shin Nun Dalet. Reb Chaim writes at the end of Shemitah Yovel, he finished in Tov Shin Nun Vav. He didn't back out. He printed it earlier in the Siach HaSodeh, but he reprinted it over here. So I don't think he really backed out. Said he backed out. He just said, yeah, he's giving me more. I hear what you're saying, Price said. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. But I don't think he really masked him to back out. Fine. Now he comes to a Beis Yosef. But he tries to go to Chivas or Rashba. What happens, Rabbo said, the following case. There is a chov which starts off not subject to the laws of Prusbo. How can that be? A goy. By a goy, there are no laws of Prusbo. Everyone knows that. Okay. So it's a goy, so what does it do with anybody? Well, it can happen that way. What happens at the end of the day? Yisroel shalokach shtar, it's in Sif Yud Zayin. Shtar chov mi goy, sheyesh lo Yisroel, ein shvius misham tosef. And Yisroel shekona mi agoy shtar chov shechayv lo Yisroel, ein hameshamit. Shekol sh'ein habar shmotim b'tchiloso, shuvein hameshamit. Does Reuven or borrowed money from John? At that point, there's no shmit. John sold the note to Shimon. Vaita no shmita. Unless it's zakat v'milva, as we spoke about that earlier today.
If John converted?
Don't confuse me. If John converts, I can't even figure out what to do. I don't know. Now, how does zakat work? The Rashba says in another tshuva, Ki'ilu nifra chov harishon uchemilva acheres dami. Hovart. It's a new loan. It's a new loan. It's the key from the loan. The old loan is canceled. We now start a totally new loan.
Right.
Question.
Is the same as Kifah as Yisrael?
Yes. So now the question.
Hold on.
Yeah, but because it was a different person. That's a different person. First Reuven owned to John. Now he's owned to Shimon. Second brand new thing. Fine. Brand new thing. Frek the Shmita's Ksofim, the following kasha. Watch this. If you'll tell me, Rabbi Osai, that's a brand new loan. No, got the wrong safe. This safe. Hold on. If it's a brand new loan, Lechor alein alone. The word Lechor is key. At first glance, the Shibun Anachosim Shoya Mishas Eschaivas HaRishona Poka, because the loan is dead. Umeat lo yom Mishabarim Al Anachosim Shoya Bereshus Mishas Eschaivas Bemilva. The Kev Al Yishai Anachosim Kachalos Eschaivas Chavichudashes. You can lo Yitochen Lomar the Shibun Anachosim Demeikara Yisrael Al Kano Betzorach Yiyun. That's his kasha. You see what's going on? This is a brand new chov, so all the lien of the properties from previous should be in fact cancelled. Okay, this is case number one. It started off not subject to Shemitah, ended up potentially subject. What about the other way around? The next page, Kufsa Meches, the other way around. What's the other way around? It started off as a Bar Shemitah, and it became a non-Bar Shemitah. How do you do that? How do you do that? Very simple. We'll open up the Siman Sam of Zion. There are two cases. One case is a Mashkon. A mashkon. This is a mashkon. Okay. One second. It starts off. No. I'm sorry. This is the same case. It started off with a mashkon, and you lost the mashkon. So he wants to invoke the Rashba. And he says, no, it's not the same. If you owe the money to a goy, the chov itself is mufka from Shemitah. But if it's a mashkon, it's not mufka, just that you have, it's considered to be collected. But once the mashkon is lost, it's no longer collected. Oh. The opposite case, I'm sorry, comes out now. Oh. What happens? A guy borrowed money. Okay, so now it's a bar shvius. The kofar, he denied it. And shvita passes. And now after shvita, he admits it. Or edim kam, ena meshamet. Also not meshamet. What happens if the mashkin got lost? We said before, some say Meshabim, said that's a little bit different. But comes our Rabbosai that in order to be Meshameh, it has to be subject to Shemitah from at the beginning and at the end. If it's not subject to the beginning, then it's not Meshameh. That's the Rashba's case. Starting with the Goy. And Rabbosai, if it's not subject at the end, he denied it, it's also not Meshameh. Okay, it works in both directions. What happens, Rabbosai, that the Malveh dies. The Malveh dies and leaves children who are under Bar Mitzvah. So the Mincha Sinner said, oh, I don't care, it's Afkata the Malka, it doesn't matter. But the Tumim disagrees. The Tumim says, no, if the children are underage, the Milveh in fact is not Meshamet. What will happen, Rabbosai, if they now become over Bar Mitzvah, before Shemitah, they have a big party, right before Shemitah, they come Bar Mitzvah. So what would you say in that kind of a case? See, right over here, in that kind of situation, no. You could argue, according to the Rashba, it's not Meshamet, because it's like a Havdil, it's like by a Goy. But you can distinguish on page Kuf Samach Tes. Havos Akum Mufkas Mi Yisoda. It's a brisk Lashonis. Bidine Shemitah. It's a Miut. Reyev Lo Shal Akum. Oh, that's all. Chol Shal Koton. Nei, the Koton Einu Muzir Ha'asaras Ha'shmita Machas Kaduso. Aval Achov Shal Ha'atzmo Hu Chol Shal Yisrael. Has a Din of Shemitah on it. The Gavon Ha'ar Baruch Yuvo. So if you come by Mitzvah before Shemitah, it will take effect. That's what he suggests. Oh. Not for Keret. Not that the Malveh died. The Loveh died. So the Loveh dies, comes to Tumim and says amazing Kiddush. There's no Shibud HaGuf on the Yisomim. They never borrowed the money. Only thing is, if the father left the property, it's collectible. That's called a Shibud Nechosim. Says the Tumim Mechiddush Nifla. Only a Shibud Nechosim? It's not Meshamet. Shemitah means, don't press this guy. It has to be a guy. It has to be a somebody. But in this case, there's nobody. The lover died, except his property is subject to under lien. But you're not going over to anybody. He's going straight to the ground. Here, ground, I'm taking you. So Zolo Yigos suggests the Tumim. Hamza Vel Yashir talks about banks. Oh, told you, we talk about it. Banks. Watch this. Amazing. Oh. Omali Rabbein, Omali, personal conversation. Rabbein Magrishal Yashu Shlip. Ikalimema dal chovos shechayav ma banking. Vechevrot beravon mukbal. Limited, right? LTD, limited. It's a corporation. Lo yitztarchal asus personal limitos hashmatosam. The cave of the Mechiai Gavra, the Rom Yechiyuv Tashlum, and I can't cough to the Gavra Klal. Ikwa Shalchovu, Chalva Akbarach, Al Nichse Abank, Vachevra, Uv Ofen, because they are really Dasa Tumim, Lo Shaykh Adin Hashmot. Of course, I say by Teres Moshe, says the same thing. I have difficulty with this. If I borrow money, and I incorporate, right? I can do it myself, I can make myself, right? Willick Corporation. And therefore, I borrow $100 from you, and I have no one of $100. You can't come to me, right? Don't leave me alone. Go to my company. Go to my corporation. Does that mean I have no responsibility at all? I wanted to suggest, the corporation, that I have a personal responsibility, but we made a condition called Tanai Shilomon Kaya that you cannot collect except from the assets of the corporation. We made a deal. But not that there's no Shibud Nechosim whatsoever. We'll see later. As I mentioned to you now, Rabbi Natan said, famously, so Rabbi Natan is quoted by the Rosh and the Ran and Ksubas, and elsewhere, there cannot be any Shibud Nechosim or a Shibud Aguf. Quotes a Gemara. Gemara is an expression of the Basra. Nichsin debar inush inun arvin le. A person's property is his guarantor. So if I have a Shibud HaGuf, the Shibud HaChosim is the guarantor, the collateral for my personal debt and obligation. If I have no debt or obligation, there cannot exist a Shibud HaChosim. That's what the Rabbi Natan says very famously. The Din, that if, let's say, I borrowed money from Otniel. Okay, so I owe you money. You decide, you have to go back there, so I have no time to collect my money. So you'll discount the note and send it to Avi. Okay, so now he gave you $90 for $100 debt. You walk off there to Israel, and now he's going to collect $100 from me, right? But then Otniel, he has Rachmanis on me, the Rebbe in the Yeshiva, has no money. He is Merchel the Chov to me. So Avi is left holding the bag. If you gave $90 to Otniel, he can't really collect. He said, no, Otniel is Merchel already. Believe it or not, it's Merchel. You're stuck. Foolish Gemara. Yeah, you may go back to Otniel and say, Dina de Garmi, get back your money. But I'm off the hook. How can that be? How can Otniel be Merchel the Chov if you already transferred it to Avi? Yeah, Rabbi Natam answers. Shiva the Guf is not transferable. He only transfers the Shiva the Chos. Shiva the Guf remains with Otniel. So Memela, he knocks out the Shiva the Guf, and Memela, Avi is left holding the bed, and Shiva the Chos is pucker by itself. That's what Rabbi Natam says. But Kitzer, so I got to be Shiva the Chos and Shiva the Guf. The whole thing, the whole concept is to me somewhat foreign.
Rabbi,
yeah.
Isn't the same thing your
Moshe
says that companies by
Ribbis? Yes. Something by companies by Ribbis. So also, Shver for the same reason.
But they were saying again, there's no
Shver for the same reason. I don't understand very much. I don't understand it. What do you mean there's no Shiva the Guf? There's a Shiva the Guf. You made a condition that you're not going to collect beyond the company's assets.
Because the message there is no. There's no way to collect.
That doesn't mean there's no Shiva the Guf.
What's Shiva the Guf? The message
there's
no.
Well, now there's no assets. Maybe next year there'll be assets.
But that's not Shiva the Guf of an individual.
Sure, there is.
Also
no. Well, the owners of the corporation have a personal obligation. Right now, since they limited themselves to the corporate assets, they may have a yacht and a house and a who knows what, and the money tucked away in Switzerland. That's not part of the corporation. You can't touch it. But if the corporation itself will accrue assets in the future, they're collectible. I'm not even about bankruptcy law in America. I'm just talking about it in principle. The kitz and imritz is not so posh where Rabbi Yoshua says to me at all. Not Pasha at all. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai, what about a ksuba? A ksuba. We saw it with a ksuba before. Look at the Rambam, Halacha Yud Gimel. Rabbi Osai, open up your Rambams, Perek Tes, the Chushmita, Halacha Yud Gimel. See what it says? Perek Tes, Halacha Yud Gimel. Notice what, tell me one interesting word that you see. One word. Not found in Shas. Hamagarish is ishto kodem hashmita eng subas nishmetes in pogmo zokfa nishmetes. What word's not in the Gemara? What? Which word? Which word? It's the Gemara. We saw the Gemara ksuba kidn yudches. We saw it already. Which word's not in the Gemara? The first word, hamagarish. Why did he say hamagarish? There are two times when a ksuba is collectible. When a man divorces his wife and when he dies. Why didn't it say when he dies? Why didn't it say when he dies? It's a hara. It's a hara. Why didn't it say when he dies? I mean, it's an interesting hara. So maybe you'll say that when he dies, leaves Yisomim, so then there's no Shemitah at all.
Okay. Yeah. It also says that when he dies, so she could get it as a mizon, not as a chol.
But that's a different story, but we're discussing about the money. But the Shulchan Aruch and Ever Ezra Simen Kuf Aleph Sif Aleph says it twice to Amona as well, against the Tumim. Not only that, the Tumim contradicts himself, because the Tumim says in Simen Samach Vav, the previous Simen, Sifkot Mem Gimel, that according to Rabbi Natam, we just explained, there must be a Shiva Raguf on the Yisomim. On the Yisomim. Has to be. Otherwise, it's impossible. So, after he says this, unbelievable what he says. Steer in the Tumim, they ask this Kasha. So, therefore, there's no Nafkamina by Yisomim. There's only Nafkamina by a bank. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. If the Tumim is right, by a bank, they also can't be Shiva the Chos without Shiva the Guf. I don't understand you. He's saying, you know what I'm saying? If the Tumim proved there has to be Shibud Aguf on the Yisom, because otherwise no Shibud Chasra in the time, same applies to a bank. So I'm just a little bit, look yourself, page Kuf Tzadi Zayin, in this beautiful Sefer Shmiras, Shmitas, Ksof, and Kilchasa, and tell me what you think. Okay. Narabosa. We discussed a while ago about Tshuva. And he's collecting, he's been busy for 20 years. And now you'll tell him, you have to give back the money, Tzoros. So Rav Shlomo Zalman wrote a letter, in Tav Shin Nun Dalet. He was Nifter Tav Shin Nun Hei. Remember a letter? By Bali Tshuva. Look, the Malvik can say, Kim Lika Yireim, discussed this once before. But there's another following amazing Kiddush. Look, he wasn't from, no one was from, not the Malvik, not the Lov. Anan Sade, the Bishas Alvoim, are you Omrim Lahem, not from Jews. Sheshvias Mishametes, Vadai Shalohoya Malveyu, Valova, Radai Maskim Lilvos, Kamal Dashi, Chayle Frosach, they weren't from. Umeyato, the Rosh and the Chutzlorets, what do you say? Anan Sade, they wanted to die out Nash, Tash retain the Bishvias. Though there are many those who don't like the Rosh Minig and Sfar, yeah, that's the Chatchila. The Yezesh Le Yizchai of Lahachzir, Efshad Esagi Behochi. Okay? Now, more than that, if the Malb is an Avarian, but still he owns his money, if you tell him Shemitah, he would certainly be a Belial. He didn't keep Shabbos. So he'd be a Belial, he wouldn't lend the money. Even if the love would come later with a town of Shemitah, Yesh Mokom Lodon the Chosh of Kilu Hilva Halove Gozal Mimenu Esakesef. Because this Love was a wise guy. He stole the money because the Mava didn't know about Shemitah. And he took the money under false pretenses. Ugzele Mishametes Kei Mishibor Adobah Shadat Adohachi Lohaya Malveyu. Aye, wait a minute, it takes two to tango. Ooh. How can the Malva decide that what he thinks is relevant? What about what the Lover thinks? Uvenidon Shekazeh Aregam Sagi Bedad Shalom Malva Bilvat. Who says so? Toysus Ksuvus Mem Zayanim and Beis. Kevin Shetoli Bedad Shalom Malva Bilvat. When I buy and I sell, I marry, in all those cases, it takes two to tango. The man can't say, you know, my way, because the woman has to agree. The buyer and the seller have to agree. The case which is different is Gezel Ager. If someone stole money from a Ger, he gives the money back, then the Kohen take the money. He doesn't get a kapara because he died in between without bringing the carbon. So you get this whole discussion, do you get the money back? Kesem Lechaper Maktza. Because it's unilateral. Depends only on the Gazan who's returning it. Because the recipient happens to be the lucky winner of the windfall in the Mishmera Kuna, he's not a Baldin over here. So too over here, Sister Shlomo Zalman, should depend totally on what the Malvas thinks. Wow. Amazing. And since the Lover, presumably, under these conditions, would we agree to say, Amanash Tashmita, he would agree to it. It's going to be Mishchaif, as if he is Mishchaif. Wow. Amazing. Narabosai. Let me go further. We discussed earlier today, much today and today in this evening shir, the idea of Amanash Lo Tashmiteni, that is considered a new eschivus on the part of the Lover. Question is as follows. How does this eschivus take effect? Mikoch Eiz Pet Shin Gimel. Mikoch Eiz Amais Akinyan Chayal Aleis Chayvus HaMechudeshes. If you'd write it, okay, Shtar works. Otherwise you need Chalipin, don't you? If you hold up the Sovim, the Odom Yochel L'Chayv Atzmo B'Dvorim B'Bavad Shom L'Shnayim Atam Eidayim Shulchan Aruch Simen Mem Choshen Mishpit U'Mekoro Midivei HaRambam. It's true. Rambam is a unique Shita. You can describe yourself with Dvarim alone. Then it's okay. Well, that's great news, because who are we defending over here? The Rambam. Who's the one who uses this expression, Kilu Eschayiv? We saw it earlier today. It's the Rambam. So we said the Rambam is Lishitaso. I think it's in Hilchos Mechira. You'll find that Rambam. You look it up in Simen Mem Sifalf, you'll see it there. What about if you don't want to go with that Rambam? A new word. A Chiddush Nifla. His Schaivus, the second Schaivus is Chal, Mikoach Din Kinyan Kesef. Kesef, yeah. You give me $100. That could be Mechayev me more than $100. I'll prove it to you. Ribbis. According to many postgame, if we made a deal, you give me 100, I'll give you back 110. The debt of 110 is valid. You can't collect it. He says, all right, but the debt is there. Ganz teures in Nichols Ribbis, not for now to go into. How did that come about? It's only $100. The answer is, if you give me $100, that can create any number of obligations. The 100 of the principal, the 10 of the ribbis, and guess what? It can create the original obligation as well as this new obligation that I undertook from the very beginning. I said to you, you give me $100, I have to owe you $100, and B, Shemitah comes around, I owe you another obligation to give you a different $100 after Shemitah, as we spoke about earlier. Okay, this is what this page Shin Gimel over here. Fascinating. Oh, he has the same kasha as before, Rabbi Osai. What do you do with Sheba Nechasim? We mentioned this a few minutes ago. The Sheba Nechasim will take effect from the later time. He gives a very beautiful answer. He is sold God of Achronim and Sheba Nechasim. The Sheba Nechasim will take effect before the Sheba Naguf. Why? It's the Lumbus of Rabbi Chonim. You can take a look in Kovitz Shum, you have it here, Chelik Bey Simeon Aleph. Listen carefully. The Sheba Nechasim ain't a bucket totsah mi Sheba Naguf, which is the way I would have thought, like the way the Rabbi Natan seemed to say it. No. Ela also hasiba hagoremes and Sheba Naguf, he atzma poelas and Sheba Nechasim. What's the proof? A famous Nimuka Yosef in Baba Kama, the second parak. What happens? A guy shoots an arrow, and the arrow is going to come and tear garments. He shoots, and he dies. And that's split second. Between the time he shot and the time he hit the silk garments, is his estate collectible from his yorshim? The Nebuka Yosef says yes. Why? Didn't tell yet. Lo yitochen lechayev odem al nezek shadayin lo nase. Nonetheless, the chosim mishubadim al achiyev ha'asalavo. Something by Pinyon Aben from the birth, 30 days, etc. Here too as well. Chov ze sheyachul liachar hashmita nami ika shiva nechosim mishas alvo. To the maid amor and aray asiba sheyotzeres is achiyev havi mishas alvo when I got the money. To the sinas amor shalom vehem apolim as a tinyan akinyan nachas man. The kemen shasiba shemachmosa togala eschaibus ala garbet for nasis. Shapa metzina lenema. To also see but daya bechidei lifo chalos tin shiva nechasim may also shah ukida amaran a meiridikavart. Question: can the same trick work to answer the question we asked a few minutes ago with the Rashba? If the kifah b'milveh, we said it's a brand new thing. So it's a brand new thing. So he asked the Kasha, what about the problem of Sheba Nechasim? So maybe we should suggest that, in point of fact, the same teretz might work. The same teretz might work over here. Not so pashut, because there it's taking effect at a different time. The Zekiva B'milveh is like a brand new loan. But this sefer here, in Shemitah's Ksofim, he says, look what I wrote in Simon Laman Aleph. That's over here. This is page Shin Hay. He's misupik about this. Perhaps we'll get to it a little bit later. Now, Rabosai. Question. The Love wants to say to the Malve, I hereby undertake this obligation to that the Shemitah should not cancel the debt. May he do so after the loan was undertaken. I borrowed money on Tuesday. It's today. And tomorrow I go back to it and say, you know what? I'm hereby obligating myself to pay after Shemitah. What do you say? Should work or should not work?
Yes.
Well, there's a problem over here. There's a serious halachic problem, which is, where's the kinyan? Where's the kinyan? Where's the kinyan? Who has this kasha? The Chiddush Yerim. Asim and Samach Zayin said, Kodnei. He says, the Tanai says, Shalom B'Sas Halva, Yitzdarach Kinyan. Shim Lokein, Ein Lo Tokef Mechayev. This is found on page Resh Mem Hei in this Sefer. But over here, in page Kuf Ayin, in the original Sefer that we used, he asks this kasha, and as I mentioned to you before, he says, look what I wrote in Simon Lamed Aleph. This is similar to the Skiva Milva, where it's a later time. It's Mesupik, presumably, whether the Lumdus of Amanash Tash Mitain Mishvias, which takes effect at the initial time, they can be chayiv twice for the same money, for the first debt and for the second debt. Will that work if the second debt is incurred at a later time? Lo books over to the Malva, that's the case he's discussing at page Kuf Ayin, and the Skiva Milva is what I'm talking about. Good question. He doesn't resolve it. What about the Malveh? The Malveh. Can the Malveh decide, okay, I will go over to you, I'll lend you $100. No questions asked, I'll lend you $100. I go over to come tomorrow, I come to you and say, you know, by the way, I want to make a condition. What's the condition? Shalot Shmitani Mishvis. Oh. He thinks it won't work. Page Resh Mem Dalet. It won't work. The Chiddush Yerim says it won't work. The Aruch HaNer Makkah says it won't work. He brings a riot, it won't work. The Rishonim asked the Kasha, what do you need Prusbul for? Just make this tonight. What did they answer? He won't remember. We read him, he read the Ritva, he won't remember. So what? Do it next week. See, from that Ritva, it won't work later on. You have to remember at the right time, at the moment of the Alva. Later on, it's too late. There is someone who argues. But most Poskim don't accept it. So page Resh Mem Hei, someone argues, but Pashup Shat is, you can't do it. Oh.
Why would you be given any time you make a Kenyan of any sort, you can't make it tonight afterwards?
Exactly. I'm with you. I want to go one more thing today. I want to talk about checks. Tomorrow's shiur is checks. Checks. We have our Moshe's Shuvah. You made some copies. I want our Moshe's Shuvah is going to be given out later on for those who want. A very important Shuvah in Simon Tezvah. But let's just finish one more Nakud. We mentioned that the Rosh, we mentioned earlier today, the Beis Herzog quotes the Rosh, that he's trying to have a Melamed Zchus, that it is somehow, what they wrote, Rochim Dossiyim, and all kind of stuff, not Dossiyim, means, you're going to, he really means, Amanah Shalot Tashmitein B'Shvius. Frek the Rosh, he didn't write it B'Ferish in the Shnar. He didn't write it B'Ferish in the Shnar. Not only that, but the Chumash Hadesh, that's because of tomorrow's Shiur. Keith's fourth source for tomorrow is Chumash Hadeshen, Simon Dalid Shin. Dalid Shin talks about this very point. So the question over there that the Chumash Hadeshen says, what do you mean? Drochem Lo Dossiim. You're going against the Torah. The Torah is Lifnei Avlo Lifnei Akim. You can't go to our coast. What's going on? How can that be? He's astounded at what the Rosh writes. Some kind of drachem does. He quotes it, what the Rosh says. He says, it can't be. It's against the Torah. You can't go to our coast. That's the question. So I wanted to make the following suggestion. This is my question, my possibility. Adirab, precisely because there exists an Easter Arkos, which is well known, you're not permitted to go to Arkos. So what do you mean? The Rosh Tainer against this Minig, they didn't say Beferish Amanas Shetash Shlo Tashmitein B'Shvius, but they did. Maybe they did. Because they said, drachim lo dasiyim. Drachim lo dasiyim means, you go to Akos. You're not allowed to go to Akos. You may not go to Akos. What's going on? Here's the answer of Osai. Look, if I would have written it explicitly, Amanash al-Tashmitayna b'shviyas, no problem. Because precisely, I didn't write it, Bezdin cannot involve itself. Bezdin cannot involve itself in this case, since it wasn't said explicitly, Amanash al-Tashmitayna b'shviyas, it's not collectible in Bezdin. Rabbon say, Chidash Neira. Any debt that's not collectible in Bezdin, for technical reasons, you're allowed to go to secular court. Who said so? The Torah said so. In Siman Chavav, there's no issue to go to court if you can't go to Bezdin. So on the one hand, from the perspective of Dinei Mamas Choshen Mishpat, it's not Mefurish and Shtar, Bezdin cannot collect it after Shemitah. But beside Issur Veheter of Lo Yigos and the Mitzvah Saseh LaHashmit, since they both know that this is what they had in mind, he's going to pay later on, they've been doing it in Sfarad for centuries, it's treated as if Amanash lo tashmitene b'shvias. I thought it's a very interesting idea. Adrabba, precisely because he says he's going to go to court, you can only go to court if you have a situation where Reuven and Shimon know about it. That's the deal. Wink, wink. But they didn't spell it out b'chsav, so the Bezdin can't act upon it. If Bezdin can't act upon it, you'll have to go to second of the court. That's what the Torah said. The Torah said in Siman Chavav, in certain cases, you can go to second of the court because the Bezdin can't handle it. That's this case. Both will stop here. Tomorrow, we start talking about checks and many other things. Okay.